Welcome back, and welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big, big thanks to our last guest, Tom DiLiberto, climate scientist, formerly with NOAA, currently the media director at Climate Central, Inc. We'll definitely have Tom back, as well as Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who helped facilitate the introduction to Tom, as well as for joining us to have that important conversation. I am very sad to report some additional breaking news that as of right now, the 988 nationwide suicide and crisis lifeline, specifically created to help LGBTQ plus youth, is no longer available. I don't even know what, no words, folks. No words. Had to share that with you. I want to turn now to, I think, an absolutely groundbreaking report from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that came out this morning. And I want to give props to Francesca Pica, Mary Spicuzza, and Anna Kleiber, who put together this report. Here's the headline. Wisconsin legislature spent $26.2 million in taxpayer money on private attorneys since 2017. The vast, vast majority of this all being spent after Governor Evers and Attorney General Josh Call won the November 18 election. The vast, vast majority of this spent litigating the power grab that Republicans enacted, that lame duck, we really shouldn't let the governor do the governor stuff. We legislature should reinsert and claw back some powers. Vast chunk of that spent litigating that ridiculousness. And another massive chunk spent on the Michael Gableman fraud. You want to talk about fraud, waste, and abuse? How about this? And I know something about disputes between branches of government. As Milwaukee County's chief legal officer for 7 years, for the first, I'd say, 3+ years of my tenure at the county, I watched a county executive and a county board fight over powers. And that cost the county tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in outside legal fees, because my office couldn't represent both the county executive and the county board as they fought over who got to do what, when, where, and why. And here's the thing, everybody. That $26.2 million in complete fraud, waste, and abuse would never have been spent if Wisconsin had fair maps that represented the diversity of viewpoints in this state. It is only because Republicans held unquestionably an unfairly large proportion of Assembly and Senate seats that they were able to pursue this tactic. And it's not just my opinion, it's not just a Democratic opinion that this is totally ridiculous. I believe that Robin Voss's own statements reveal the abject hypocrisy in these expenditures, and two Republicans from the state of Wisconsin also think this is disgusting. One of them is longtime Republican state lawmaker Dale Schultz, course, friend of my colleague Todd Alba. Mr. Schultz retired in 2015, and he slammed this wastefulness by MAGA Republicans led by Robin Voss in the state. He said this, as quoted by the Journal Sentinel, $26 million could have bought a lot of child care, could have bought a lot of health care, could have bought a lot of education. This is so shameful. In comparison, since Tony Evers took office Anybody want to hazard a guess on how much he spent on outside lawyers? Anybody? Anybody? $1.7 million. $1.7 26.2. And oh, by the way, Tony Evers' office negotiates very, very low hourly billing rates when they hire outside counsel. In contrast, this is a let me make sure my buddies in the party and the law firms that represent Republicans are all getting fat at the taxpayer trough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Robin Voss's wasteful legislature and Gableman fraud, they hire lawyers at over $500 an hour. Gross. This is gross. 8 million of this was spent alone trying to defend the lame duck legislation. And here is the statements from Robin Voss that tell you this is all garbage. Listen, there'd be one thing if this was litigation over legitimate policy disputes. What's an example of that? Well, can the government actually regulate this PFAS in this way, for example? Can the government expend educational funding in this way? Something like that, right? Like a question about the role of government or a particular program. No, all of this, all of it, including the Gableman fraud, which has resulted in Michael Gableman, former Supreme Court justice, which sounds wrong coming out of my mouth, has turned over his law license for 3 years because of all the lies and deception he engaged in, as well as the violation of Wisconsin's sunshine laws. All of this is just about who has power. Well, elections are supposed to have consequences. The GOP lost the AG seat and lost the governorship. But they didn't want to play by the rules that Wisconsinites and governors and AGs had played by for decades, if not longer. All of this was just about who gets to wield power to do what, when, where, and why. And again, none of it would have happened if Wisconsin had fair maps. And all of this is made clear by the abject hypocrisy of Robin Voss and MAGAs in this state. As Donald Trump and his enablers in Washington, D.C. take steps every day to flout the will of Congress, to dismantle departments that Congress appropriated and authorized and created, to kill the federal government, to lay off tens of thousands, again, consolidating massive amounts of power in the executive branch, which no doubt all of Donald Trump's enablers in the state of Wisconsin, including every congressperson, Ron Johnson and Robin Voss, are all for when it comes to the Trump administration. What's good for that goose ain't good for the gander here in Wisconsin. Donald Trump, an executive making an incredible power grab under this fringe theory of the unitary executive. That's what's happening in D.C. When it comes to executive branch powers here in Wisconsin, though, here's what Robin Voss has to say. And this is rich, folks. Absolutely rich. Voss said he wanted to ensure the governor did not consolidate too much power. That one sure sounds weird when Donald Trump and DOGE and all the rest of it is happening in D.C. But let me read the actual quote from Robin Voss. Quote, the norm is for one person to try to take more authority because they can make easier, quicker decisions. I think that's really unhealthy for democracy. Speaker Voss, if that's bad for democracy, where is your outrage at Donald Trump? And it gets worse. He continued. This is why we have so rigorously defended the right of the legislature and the court to maintain its own independence. Say what, brother? You mean like how the MAGA-controlled Congress is so independent from the executive branch? I tell you, if I wasn't reading all of this every day and talking with all of you about it, I'd swear it was a freaking prank. Because what this represents is that Robin Voss and Donald Trump and every single MAGA congressperson and senator thinks that we're all fools, that we can't see them and hear them talking out of both sides of their mouth, that we won't see and feel and hear the pain that they're going to cause to working families. Yesterday, I talked with Senator Chris Larson about his, frankly, standalone public criticisms of Governor Evers. And he articulated all of the things that basically Democrats agree about: Medicaid expansion in the state, the postpartum Medicaid and health care, that special education and public schools would get the same matching reimbursement percentages as voucher schools, that we need to, of course, increase general school aides, all of these things that we all want. The problem is the gerrymandered maps and a legislature that has flouted what is good for regular Wisconsinites and working families for far too long, and comes up with fancy words and reasonable sounding explanations when it suits them one day, and in the next breath discards those same principles and ideas when Donald Trump tells them to do so. This is shameful. And there was another Republican here in this state that found it shameful. GOP then Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay said, "This is so wasteful." He was the one Republican that voted against the lame duck legislation back when it was passed. When asked about it by the Journal Sentinel for this report, said, "That was terribly wasteful. I really have a belief that the average taxpayer is like, you're spending money on this? You lost the election. Move on." Shame on you, Robin Voss. Shame on you, legislative Republicans. Wisconsin deserves better. And when I come back, I talk about good trouble and honoring John Lewis across the state of Wisconsin when we return here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.